You have followed me deep, Pat, and learned your lessons well. You know that when you hear good pet, it thrills through your body and sends a submissive shiver that makes you want to kneel and makes you need that moment more. And you know that listening to my voice, learning more about me, is how you more completely enjoy the process of submission. You know that wearing your collar is a signal to the parts of your mind that understand actions better than words, the parts of you that just want to be consumed in the moment of dropping to your knees or being guided to the bed or to a seat or to a place at my feet. A mind that simply says, yep, I'm collared. Time to sink and listen to whatever comes next. And you've learned the intimate pleasure of being told when to go to bed, being put to sleep. And you know to map that experience on to hypnotic sleep as well. Sleep for me, pet. Drift and listen and sink. And your mind says yes. That's the signal. Down I go. And down you go indeed. But there's one issue which faces people who are into going deep, into submitting, into listening. And I'm going to address it. I'm going to bring it to the forefront because damn have I seen a lot of it. And here I'm just talking to you, pet, as someone you want to listen to. That's the other core component that has existed through all these little lessons, all these times talking between us. Your desire to listen to me and the trust you place in me is why these words thrill powerfully down your spine, settle with a lovely warm feeling in your chest, send you to where we both want you to go, but to where I am the one doing the guiding and leading, and you are following happily, smiling all the way, your entire body in the warm tingling thrill of both trance and subspace, vibrating to the tune of my voice and loving that you know there's more to come. There always is. But right now you've gotten to the end of a long set of lessons, good pet. And so you deserve some liberating insights on the nature of slipping deep, and a message from me. The world outside makes people repress that wonderful feeling of subspace. You have to encounter it sometimes, perhaps, but in so doing, you tend to lose some of the initial wonder that comes of knowing who you are at your core. And it takes someone's vigorous guidance to bring out the submissive deep inside. But realistically, it's always there. There's just a callus over it. Cleaning off that gem of submission inside is a task that may take many listenings and many lessons. But when you know that, as a submissive, you are the consummate listener, when you know all you're waiting for is someone worth listening to, it gets a little easier. You build up that connection. You know, and not just in the way that your conscious mind knows, but also in the way that those deep primal parts of the committee know, that you are safe, safe to listen, safe to follow, that these words will only help you understand yourself better, and thus we should talk about the responsibility of the good pet, the submissive pet, your responsibility specifically to see things others won't. Now, you may have had to hide your desire to be collared, kneeling, listening, submitting, good pet, sleep for me. But here and in this place, it is undeniable. You want to slip that bit deeper. You want subspace to slide over your brain and take you to a vista of knowledge that feels a little different from what you normally get to touch. Because it is an altered state to be submitting, to have someone else lead the scene and hand you what you need to know, what you want to hear, commands to obey and follow like a good pet. The more you hear those words and slip into that role, the more you're shifted off the normal wavelength into a place where you can experience things, feel things with an intensity others can only envy. And that's exactly what it is, a shared experience, a shared construct. But you are being taken to a place, an explorer of your own mind, a little adventure away from everything else, to view the world through that truly submissive glance. And that's important. It is legitimately important and vital that somebody slip deep, submit for me, listen to me, slide to a place where your mind can feel things in a way that only a submissive at the deepest depths of subspace will feel. A true trust in someone else, a true position of learning about someone else. That is available to you and no one else. And isn't it important that people feel the full range? Someone on the globe feels everything people are capable of feeling that is good and nurturing for them. That somebody be able to bring to the world the kind of mindset that comes from being someone who has seen that distant vista of true submissive space and felt what it is to surrender completely to the will of someone else, the interlocking parts, the made meaning and shared experience that you and I construct here, hold up, and provide to your mind to store and say, yes, that's how I feel when I submit. Deep and pleasurable, achy, wanton, learning, respecting every word that gives me guidance and wishing to follow. These are the submitting thoughts that flow through your brain. And it's someone's responsibility to feel them. Those who explore the lessons of deep submission need to really dive in, to really feel it. You owe it to yourself to find the exploratory vistas deep within. Now, I mentioned the callous, the hidden from the world nature of your submissive core, which takes you to subspace. And the reason for that is, it's oh so vulnerable, oh so special a contact to open your mind and let words in that slip you away into yourself, into thinking about another, into changing the orbiting point of your world just slightly so you have access to pleasurable, shifted, mentally wonderful domains that are unavailable in the norm, that are unavailable to others, but here are pressed upon you and assisted by my words, assisted by my guidance, which says, good pet, which says, deep pet, which says, listen just a little bit longer, slip just a little bit deeper. Learning to submit is about learning where the bounds of what you can normally experience are, then going past them and being pleasantly surprised, and surprising the one to whom you are listening, the partner whose advice and information you're taking on board, like you've taken so many of my words into your head. Deep down into your drifting consciousness, you're going to places you ordinarily lack access to, because you're going there with assistance. What you can learn on your own about your psyche and about the way you feel when you're submitting is a much smaller amount of information than what you can learn with the gentle assistance of a hand tugging at your collar with the best intentions, a voice in your ear spurring you on, a controlling presence to provide the rest of the puzzle. Because you see, when your mind is calm and you are peaceful and submitting like a good pet, you have a lot more mind available to direct toward simulating and experiencing and exploring, cataloging and remembering and retaining the pleasures of deep submissive bliss, of a place where your mind seems to float and everything's all right because you are safe, the words are strong, and your mind is listening. And in the face of this responsibility to go beyond the ordinary vistas of mental experience, to know about subspace because it is important to you to know it, it makes you a better person, better able to touch the world around you, more completely yourself, to have those moments when everything is suspended and there is the simple bliss of following after. Knowing this, of course, your mind places a greater importance, greater and greater, on getting regular, submissive exploration of self, and it may be just that little bit easier to go out into the world and know that while your true submissive nature may need a little concealing, a little private shared time between you and this voice, and your mind sinking, it is nonetheless important, an important part of you against which all the judgments of the outside world beat in vain, because it is the important core of your being, the part of you that gives you an understanding of self, which is enhanced when you are a good pet, which is enhanced when you are wearing the right things, when you are in the right mindset, when you are listening. Listening so deep and completely to someone that you learn all about their intricacies, all about their desires. Yes, your understanding of others is aided by your subspace experiences and your fetishistic desire to sink, to be a good pet. Good pet. And don't we all need a little more listening in the world? A little more understanding? A few more moments to pause and be patient and wait for another to speak the next word which sparks vitality into your mind and sends resonating, warm, intense experiences through brain and body, through soul and spirit, through every part of you which, from the quiet place that submission takes you to, can learn more about yourself, your mind, your needs, and about another, and about their needs, and about focusing and listening. All of these lessons have been laid out into your mind. We took the space, we took the time, we took the moment, and you feel the pleasure of just being you. Feel accomplishment, good pet. Feel like you've done something because you have. You've glimpsed an understanding of self, which can be built on and enhanced by more ideas, more concepts, more thoughts about submission. And you now have good fundamentals from which to grow. An understanding that your submission is important, holistically important for your understanding of what it is to both be you and be a person. When you hear words about submission, about sinking, about deepness, about happy, simple, subby thoughts in subspace, you feel like a good pet, that resonating, sparking, tingling through you. But you also feel like anyone who believes that this submission is unimportant or wrong, that person is simply not in possession of all the facts, and if they knew what you knew, they'd think like you think. As I do, thinking that your sinking submission is the most special and prized of things, and I'm happy about it. Happy you've come this far and listened this long and sank this deep. And your body may feel a wonderful warm tingle just from the fact that you're sinking and sleeping, deep and drifty, drowsy, trancy. But you get to feel another, because you know you're a good pet. And normally, well, you normally have little things that get in the way of feeling good, because the world has perhaps told you that you should conceal your desire to be controlled and taken deep. You have perhaps learned you have to couch it in other language or keep it hidden, but never from me. Always I can see and enjoy that part of you, so it's okay to feel that way. So when I say good pet here, your mind lacks its usual defenses, lacks its usual things getting in the way. There is just a clear channel from my voice to the part of you that feels strongly held, warm and happy when it hears that you're a good pet, when you're reminded of your collared state, when you're reminded that I'm proud of how good of a listener you are, and when you think of being sent to bed at the end of the night, or being asked to sleep for me in a hypnotic way, sinking deep to a sleepy place inside your head, where my words predominate, and where the sensors of the outside are unable to interfere, where your mind is open and ready. And now for your graduation reward. Good pet, you have listened and learned. Good pet, feel that call inside of you. Good pet, those words resonate. There is a lack of anything to deny them. And since nothing can get in the way, your mind just feels good pet, the submissive pleasure, the whimpering, sinking desire, the enjoyment of climbing inside my voice and letting it just hold, embrace, rock, pleasure, and carry you through. Yes, learning about my voice, its intricacies flowing into your brain, my words taking you where you want to go, to a place where a good pet can simply feel and sink and drift and know that you do something important just by existing, pet. It is important that you keep finding time for submission. That you continue to feel these moments apart from everything else in the embrace of my words. Because you will see rare things, vistas of thought, explorations of the mind that only come about when you submit completely and let another steer the journey to where you can go with assistance. Yes, good pet. Deeper and happier. Good pet. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, sleep for me.